either.
Hmm? Do you need headphones? I don't even know if we can hear ourselves.
My dirty shoes. I feel so bad.
I definitely should take them down. I know.
No, just give it a little sweep when you're done. It's fine. Be comfortable. It's all good. Be comfortable.
Whenever you're ready.
Okay, it is Friday, which means it's time for the Two Big Topics podcast. We take a couple of topics from the week and basically just get into it a little bit more. We got more time, got more freedom. And what's your topic for the week?
Mine for the week today, same thing. Mine's definitely the whole entire TikTok saga that's happening in the States right now. And I find it very interesting that you have a ton of people at Capitol Hill protesting the ban of TikTok. And the reason why it's so hilarious is because, you know, there are other things out there which have had protests on Capitol Hill. And none of these people had probably shown up to this protest.
Yes.
But because it's a social media app, and shout outs to TikTok for doing a very good job as to convincing millions and millions of people that this is a real issue and they need to be fighting the man.
Right?
Because it's honestly, it's a non-issue. Everything boils down to me for this. No matter what the government is, they all want to control everything.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like if Americans want to freely and I guess knowingly give their information over to TikTok, why can't they?
I know, because we give it to everything else.
Right?
My information's everywhere.
and I get it. They're like, well, this is the security of the country and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I'm sure Johnny and friggin' Toledo.
Because can you just break it down for me? Because again, I've been following this, but I don't know the details on it. Like, are they worried that, because you said it was like the Chinese government
has
big money in there?
So TikTok is owned by ByteDance, and ByteDance is, from everything that I have read, is partly owned or whole owned by the Communist Party, the Chinese Communist Party.
Okay.
And so that's a problem for the Americans. Right. They're like, well, we have Chinese government having access to millions and millions of Americans' data and information, which, by the way, I guarantee you they've already had access to this stuff even before TikTok became a thing.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
they didn't need TikTok for this.
No. If one thing, not just the Chinese government, but if all governments, like all the big superpower governments, what they're good at is collecting people's information and data. People give this stuff out willingly.
Right.
Every single day. And so the American government, they don't like that. They don't think that it's a good idea to have, you know, a Chinese government owned company owning a company that's based in America having access to their citizens' information.
Because here's the other thing, like, you know how, just as an example, all of a sudden this app comes out where it's like it ages you, and so if you download the app and you use it,
yeah,
it's like, well, they've got all your pictures or something like that. But guess how many people still did the thing and aged themselves and used the app? Like
millions, if not more, if not billions.
Yeah,
like it's. I don't know. I just it's a non-issue. Is it something that I'm about to go get if Canada starts to follow the same road? Am I going to go to Ottawa and protest this? Absolutely not.
No.
There are bigger and more important things to decide. I think actually the Americans, for some reason, I think they should have took the stance that Canada did thus far. So back in 2023. The Liberal government ordered an investigation into this whole entire TikTok stuff.
Yeah.
And I think they didn't release the findings of it, but from that, they banned TikTok on government devices. They said, no, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
And they left the other people alone. And so far, from what I can understand, that's not going to change. It might change depending on what the U.S. does. Maybe like, well, the Americans are on to something. Let's just follow what the Americans do and ban it outright. But banning it from government devices, completely support it.
Mm-hmm.
Because sensitive information is being passed around.
Yeah.
But if the everyday Canadian, everyday American wants to willingly give their information over to this company, right, knowing whatever repercussions may come from it.
Have at her.
Let them be. Like, we all talk, especially America, always love to talk about in this country, it is free. Freedom is our greatest asset. It's our greatest strength.
Yeah.
Let people be free to decide what they want to do with their own personal information.
Honestly, if the Chinese Communist government wanted to do something, do you not think they would have done something already?
Yo, the spy balloon. You remember the spy balloon?
No.
You didn't remember that? Last year, it was last year or the year before, the Chinese, I think they're like, no, it wasn't our balloon. We had nothing to do with it. They sent this, there was this balloon and it was floating above a lot of American states and Canadian, I think there's like one or two Canadian territories or provinces that it went over top of before the Americans shot it down.
Yes.
Yeah.
Was that it? The big balloon? The big drone balloon? Come on, guys.
So yeah, like let's just... You know, it's one of those situations you got to sit, wait to see what happens. But from all signs, it's pointing to that. Yeah, it's going to get banned because I don't think TikTok is going to bow down. I don't think ByteDance is going to sell off TikTok. It's worth a hell of a lot of money. So.
Oh, absolutely. Why doesn't the U.S. government buy it? Right? You want control, you buy it.
There you go.
Okay. Switching gears from TikTok to, well, maybe not totally. Parental fails. I have one that still is kind of tugging at the old heartstrings. Valentine's Day. It was a month ago already. Come and gone. But when you have a child and they go to preschool, when any kind of Hallmark holiday or actual holiday rolls around, they're making little crafts, right, to do with the holiday. And so Fiona came home with a couple of, do you know, like a paper doily? It's meant to be disposable, but this is in the shape of a heart. So it's pink and it's got like pretty paper around the edges, and they stuck a few thicker hearts to it. She brought them home, and it wasn't even like to mommy or anything. She just brought them home, left them on the coffee table. They're sitting there. They get moved around every once in a while. And I had tried to get rid of one. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, this Valentine's Day is over. We should get rid of this. No, mom, no. No, I brought that home from school for you. And I was like, okay. And so then from that time, I was constantly waiting for like the right moment to ditch it, you know, but she was always, it seemed like she was always watching. So anyway, right. I'm doing some dusting or wiping up and she's in her bedroom. So I just grab it, crunched it, chucked it in the garbage. And I was like, done. It's taken care of. Because I can't handle clutter. It was sitting for too long. And plus, Valentine's Day was over. Long story short, I take the garbage bag out of the bin and put it by the door to take it outside. And that little heart is right against the side of the very transparent bag. And she comes around the corner and starts bawling. Mom, why did you throw my Valentine? I made you. And I was like, oh, here we go. What have I done? I should have buried it in the middle of the bag. Like, I could have eliminated this whole situation altogether. So she's crying. I'm trying to justify throwing it away. Valentine's is over, honey. No, but mom, I made it just for you. And it's like, you don't, like, I could have moved that over to, you know, like under the couch. She would never have known.
At all.
But she caught me out.
Caught you in the act. You know, the first mistake you made was not having black bags. Like, why do you have
a white kitchen?
Yeah.
It's a kitchen. I don't know. I thought white bags go in the kitchen.
That's fair enough. So what happens now? Like, did you take it out and give it back to her?
No. She found the other one. So we now have...
There's multiples.
There was two. So she has the other one. She's like, oh, look, mom, here's another one. And I was like, oh, great. Another one to try and sneakily get rid of.
But that's, you know what, kids, they don't understand this stuff, right? When you become an adult, space is a luxury. It's a very sought after commodity.
Uh huh.
And so they don't understand that. Yeah, even though this is just one little thing, like, you have hundreds of these, and you're gonna make more.
I know, and that's the thing is I can't keep everything.
No,
I have
to. As much as you'd like to.
And that's the thing is I'm a little bit of a pack rat at heart. I love holding on to stuff, but it gets to the point where it's like I actually just can't keep everything because I will have to rent a storage unit.
And that's She gets the keys
when she turns 18.
She gets the keys. She's like, what is this thing? This is all the stuff that, you know, you used to cry about it. When I'm trying to throw this out, throw that away, blah, blah, blah. Like, also, here's the bill from the last 18 years.
Right?
It's due in the next 3 months.
And then what does she do? She promptly ditches all of it into all of the dumpster.
Just burns it.
Jeez Louise. Anyway.
I honestly hear and feel where she's coming from, right? For right now, as she's a little girl, everything is...
That's the worst thing that could have happened to her.
Yeah, it's the worst thing. Everything's the world to her. And to see you just take something and throw it out, it hurts.
I know.
And you get it, right? You probably felt the same way when your parents used to, you know, throw your arts and crafts and stuff away. Luckily, kids, they have fairly short memories.
Yes, thank God.
But am I a bad person if... The next time I see her, I mention about the broken heart.
Yes, 100%. Don't you dare. And then I'll come in. But we got that second one, so let's not focus on the one I crumpled and threw in the garbage. Like,
well, the second one is actually in the garbage. Your mother, she took it down.
You're not talking to Fiona for the next 6 months. All right, that is it for us. As always, thanks for listening. Thanks for hanging out. We're going to do this again next Friday. And stick around. Stay tuned. All that stuff.